Hello, sunshines. Welcome back to Shine Her Light podcast, where we solely focus on women empowerment, women mental health, women self-care, and women motivation. And also we talk about women making money. Okay, so go ahead and follow us on all social media platforms. That means Facebook, Instagram. We might even do TikTok. Who knows? But follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook so that you can stay updated with everything that we got going on, and so that you will know when we have a new episode out. Don't forget to follow us on our website at www.shineherlightincorporated.org. All right, you guys, let's get into the new season and let's get into the new episode with your girl, Makia Brooks Blue. Sunshines, we're back into a new episode. This is season 5. I know for a fact that I have not did a podcast in over a year, so it's been a year and a few months. And let's just say that in a year and a few months, almost 2 years, a lot can actually happen. For instance, I got married, I got pregnant, and I moved to a whole new area, a whole new state. So I have been pretty much busy with life, and life kind of had taken over. But you know what? I'm grateful. I thank God for everything that He has blessed me with. I thank God for the break that I've had from the businesses, from ministry, from everything. Is now that the baby is like almost here, I'm ready to just lightly jump back into things. Like, for instance, with Shine Her Light, right now I'm only focused on planning towards the things that I have in store for the state of Missouri, because Shine Her Light is now a legal nonprofit in the state of Missouri, so I'm excited about that. And we're also a legal nonprofit, of course, in Arkansas. But I also look forward to adding other states to Shine Her Light. So yeah, in the future. But so far, I wanted to do this pilot episode. You know, the first episode of season 5, kind of reintroducing Shine Her Light. I've made a few changes to Shine Her Light. I prayed on it, you know, and you guys know how I feel about mental health. You know that exploring mental health is becoming a therapist and all of that is goal for me, to have that under my belt. So you know how I feel about mental health. Shine Her Light was created based off of mental health for women empowerment. And so I really, you know, during having that break off from all my businesses and from ministry, I've had the chance to sit down and really talk to God and ask Him, like, where you want me to take Shine Her Light? What is the goal of me creating Shine Her Light? Because yeah, I created Shine Her Light in that dark place, but what was the purpose of me creating Shine Her Light in that, you know, in that dark place? And I came to the conclusion that really God really wants me to be that light in the world of mental health when it comes to women empowerment. Like, I noticed we have like a lot of women empowerment things going on in the world, but we really don't have a lot of women empowerment things when it focuses on mental health. And I really want to take Shine Her Light in that area, in that level where I'm focusing on mental health and mental wellness. Because at the end of the day, you can't practice self-care or affirmations or be motivated or, you know, be good with your finances or be good with being an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're doing in life, ladies, if your mental and your emotional is not intact. And I want to create something. I want to have something that is created from my own struggles, you know, with mental health and being in that dark place to help the next woman out. So I changed the motto. It's Shining Light in the dark so she can see. I made it more personal. I feel like when you make something more personal, it makes it feel like that you're talking to that one person. And although it's for, you're praying that it's for more than one person, it makes it more personal. You know, adding that she in it, it's like, that's anybody. That's for me. It's for the next woman. It's for you listening. Like, it's for any woman. So, you know, I want to take that moment of like what it feels like to be in that dark place, and just whoever she is can shine her light in whatever woman that God put in her life and pull them out of a place by her testimony, by her struggles that she's been through, by her motivation or how she walk her life or whatever, you know, it is. And I wanted to introduce, shine her light, not just to one genre, not to just one race, but to multiples of races, multiples of, you know, genre, multiples of backgrounds and et cetera, you know, kind of make it known that it's okay. It doesn't matter your past or where you're going or who you used to be or your race or your culture or where you stay. This is open for every and any woman. Every and any woman. And when I redid the purpose and I redid the vision and all of that and rewrote everything to make it match not only who I am but what I want Shine Her Light to represent, I also thought about where I was when I was given the permission by God to like go forth with Shine Her Light. So yeah, I really want us to be enlightened and then be educated and at the same time be encouraged through Shine Her Light in the podcast. Like, yeah, we're going to have those fun talks, but also we're going to have those serious talks too, where it's like, hey, you know, your self-care is something you should incorporate whether you're married or not. And I think for me being married, I had to learn that it's okay to make my husband a priority, but it's also okay to make myself a priority. So I had to learn that balance of when to make my husband a priority and when to make myself a priority. Because, you know, when you get married, it's a one thing and not I, or this is yours, or, you know, a separate thing. It's a one thing. So yeah, you have to learn how to still incorporate that self-care. And ladies, the men that you with should motivate and push you to still have some type of identity within yourself or independency within yourself, to where at least you do still have that time for yourself or that self-care, those self-care moments or whatever your self-care could be. Another thing, like that whole motivation thing is, oh God, in the women community, and I'm not just talking about race, I'm not talking about backgrounds or culture, I'm talking about all women, like women community, it is so hard to find another woman to be motivating because it's hard to get women together. But I wanted to create Shine Her Light so that we can encourage each other mentally. You know, we do it physically, we do it financially, or whatever the case may be. We empower each other in different ways, but I wanted to empower us mentally. I think that's more important. So yeah, we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about how important it is for a woman to up her game when it comes to her finances. Like, we talk about men needing to be able to up their game when they're talking about finances, but we don't talk much about women upping their game when it comes to finances. Because when a woman get married, most of the time women are being taken care of by their man financially. But me personally, I like to have my own. You know, I appreciate what my husband does for me, but at the end of the day, I like to have my own and I like to go to work. That's just me personally. Whatever works for your marriage or your relationship, you do as that, but that's just what works for me. Now that doesn't take away from the man when you do it the correct way and you're not making it look like you're controlling or you're not making him feel as if he's less than a man, but it's also good to still have some type of independency financially. Whether you're single or not, you know, stand on top of your money, stand on top of how you conduct your finances and your savings, and it'll help out in the long run, especially if you are a serial entrepreneur or you are someone that's looking to start a business, or you're trying to get your business off the ground, or whatever the case may be. Then another thing is, you know, therapy and rehabbing, as you know, was a separate podcast, but I've decided just to incorporate all of that into one whole podcast, which is Shine Her Light Podcast. So I just decided, like, you know, if I'm gonna do all of that, I might as well just make a segment in Shine Her Light where we talk about therapy and rehabbing, which is nothing but mental health. So every Sunday is self-care. Every Monday is money-making talks. Every Tuesday is therapy and rehab, and that's strictly about mental health and women community. And every Wednesday is motivational. And so that's the schedule lineup. I really wanted to introduce that. I wanted to introduce the things about Shine Her Light that I'm really focusing on right now. And just to let you guys know, and I thank those for listening. I thank those who's been leaving reviews in the past. But I'm back, and I'm back to stay. And I look good for the people. I look good. I look forward to inviting guests, women strictly, and maybe get some men opinion, who knows, on the episodes and see what we can do with all of that. I need you guys to do me a favor, though. I need you to go follow Shine Her Light on Instagram and Facebook. It's Shine Her Light. Shine is spelled S-H-Y-N-E. I'm currently working on the website, doing some changes, updating, all of those great things. So far as the website goes, you will be able to access that probably in another month or so. But other than that, I need you to go and follow Shine Her Light. And just continually tune in. Tune in with me for Sunday, for our self-care Sunday. Well, we're probably going to bring up topics about self-care. And you know, the funny thing about it is, I wanted to create segments within the podcast that I know every woman struggles with. And every woman may feel like that she needs. So self-care, money making, mental health, which is therapy and rehabbing. What was the other one? Motivational. Oh my God, it's such a woman's thing, especially new moms. Like, I want to incorporate those things into each of those segments. So yeah, like being a business owner and marriage life and single life, and you know, get other people's perspectives, inviting them on. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm looking forward to episode 2 and more episodes for season 5. We got new introduction, we got new music for you guys when you listening. So I'm just grateful for everything that God is doing. And I need you guys to tune in for Sunday when we upload episode 2. And guess what? I love you guys. Hey, whoever you are out there, you keep shining your light so that other woman can like come out, because we need your testimony. We need to hear your story. We need to know what you did to come out of that dark place. So yeah, I thank you. I love each and every last one of you. And tune in with me for next Sunday. Well, this upcoming Sunday for self-care talk. And peace out.